Okay, boys. Today's daf is daf Mem Dalet. We're holding the last two lines of Mem Gimel Amud Beis right after the Mishnah. As you recall, we learned in the Mishnah yesterday at the very top that Shchotoy, the Kohen Gadol, went and shechted the Karmid Par, his own par that he was bringing for Yom Kippur, and he was Mekabel the Dam, and he gave it to someone to hold on to on the Rovid Horavi Shebeheichol. Shebeheichol. Rovid Horavi, said Rashi, means the fourth line of tiles on the floor. The floors were tiled with marble, so they were rows of marble. This is the fourth row. And someone was standing there holding on to the Mizrak, and he was Mamaris. He was mixing the blood so it shouldn't become forglivet. It shouldn't become congealed. What's bothering the Gemara is, what? There was somebody there in the Roivet Arvi. What happened right after that? The Mishnah says, Notl Machta, the reason why the Kohen Gadol gave someone else to go and be Mamaris, the blood, is because he was going to be busy now with the Ketores. And Notl Machta, he took the fire pan, he went to the top of the Mizbeach, he took some of the charcoals, put it into the pan, and now he's going to go into the Heichel to go and bring, as he does on a daily basis, the Ketores, as well as, no, that Ketores was brought already.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about, thank you, okay. We're talking about the Chafinas Ketores inside the Fnai V'Lefnim, in the Kodesh Kedoshim. He is preparing to get all of this taken care of. What's going to happen with the blood in the meantime? That person on the Rovid Ravi Shebehechel is going to be Mamaris, he's going to go and mix the blood. Freit the Gemara, V'Hoksiv, it says in the Pasuk, all the way in the bottom of the Amid, V'Chol Odom Lo Yiyah Bi'Oyel Moyed, Bevoi lechaper bakoidish ad seisoi. Nobody should be inside the oil moyed when the Kohen Gadol is going into lefnai velefnim. Bevoi lechaper bakoidish ad seisoi. From the time he enters till the time he leaves, nobody's supposed to be in the oil moyed. And the Gemara is assuming that oil moyed in our connection with the Beis Hamikdash is referring to the Heichel. How could somebody be in the Heichel going and stirring up the blood if the Kohen Gadol is going lifnai v'lifnei? That's the Gemara's kasha. Now, although it doesn't say expressly in this pasuk that when the Kohen Gadol is going b'kodesh ad seisoi, that he's going for purposes of the Ketores, we will see mentioned shortly in the Gemara that that is exactly what the pasuk is referring to, that when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Makta the Ketores inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, nobody should be standing in the oil moed. So for Gemara, you have this person standing there mixing the blood. The way you have to understand the Mishnah is not the Roiv Ravi inside the Heichel, but the Roiv Ravi stemming from the Heichel as you leave the Heichel. Meaning it's the Roiv Ravi outside the Heichel, inside the Azara, and specifically Beinu Ulam V'Lam Mizbeach. If you look at the last Rashi, Tani Shal Heichel, Kishiyotze Mina Heichel, La Azara, Moines Roiv. He starts counting out the Roiv, that's the rows of tiles on the ground. Avihai Ravi La Heichel. So when it says in the Mishnah that he was standing in the Roiv Ravi, Shebe Heichel, Tani, not Shebe Heichel, no, Shel Heichel. It's the Roiv Ravi leading up to the Heichel, or when you exit from the Heichel, it's the Roiv Ravi. Whichever way you look at it.
How could you have Shrita inside the Heichel? That would be the Tzafon.
Shrita wasn't there. The guy stirring the blood was standing there. Shrita was standing there.
The Mishnah implies that that's where the Shrita was. That's what I learned. But maybe I don't know. Shachru, the people in the front of the Tzafon, those are the Mishnah who memorize our Roiv Ravi. So it's about Heichel.
So let's take one thing at a time. As you'll recall, we spoke about the fact that the par, this is the par that we're talking about of the Kohen Gadol, it was originally been a Ulam Ulam Mizbeach, and the Kohen Gadol went and did one vidui on it. Then, subsequently, he did a second vidui. Subsequently, he went and actually shechted it. Where did the shechita take place? It took place on the northwestern corner of the Azara. It had to be in the north because it's a Kor Mechatas, it's Kodshi Kodeshim, all have to be done on the northern side. The reason why it had to be northwest is because we want to minimize the chush of the Kohen Gadol. Excellent. So it's tak be'ulam lamezbech. So the Kohen Gadol has now finished the Shechita, he's finished the Kabbalah Saddam, and he calls over some individual who's helping out. Maybe it was a skan, maybe it was the Rosh Beisav, maybe it was another Kohen, somebody who was there, and he asked him, please go and mix the blood now, and stay at the entire time throughout on the Roivet Harvi Shemech. The way we understood it, Pashup Shad, is that that individual would leave the Ulam Lamazbeach area, would enter into the Hechel, and he would stir there for the next half hour, whatever it took, until the Kohen Gadol was ready to return to do the Hazor Saddam. Where was the Kohen Gadol in the meantime? He wasn't taking a break in terms of for a smoke, Chas V'Sholem, or going to the bathroom. He couldn't take a smoke because it was Yom Kippur. The reason why he was taking a break is because he had to do now the Chafinas HaKtoiris Lefnai V'Lefnim. After he's going to come out, he's going to return, and he's going to say to the Roivet Horavi person, please give me back the blood, because now I have to do the Hazor Saddam Lefnai V'Lefnim. So, with the Gemara, so getting back to your question, the Shechita took place definitely in the Hazara, not in the Hechel. The Gemara thought in the Havamina that that person is standing there on the fourth line of tiles in the Hechel itself, whilst the Haktoris is going on, Lefnai V'Lefnim, and the Kodesh Kodashim. The Gemara says that's impossible, because the Torah says, Chol Adam Lo Yebi Oil Moed. And the Gemara is understanding that the word Oil Moed means in the Heichel. Bevoi L'chaper B'Kodesh, when the Kohen Gadol goes into Lefnai V'Lefnim to do the Haktoris HaKtoris. So, he can't be standing in the Heichel. And for the Gemara, you're right, he was not standing in the Heichel, he was standing Beinu Ulam L'Mizbeach, on the fourth row of stones on the floor down below. So now you're asking, but it's a Sheba Hechel. You have to do small surgery, take out Sheba Hechel, Shel Hechel. And like Rashi says, Shel Hechel means it's the fourth row of stones before you enter into the Hechel. Or, if you're leaving the Hechel, it's the fourth row of stones as you're leaving the Hechel. But we don't mean in the Hechel, we actually mean in the Azorah itself.
Okay.
It's good.
I want to make sense of that. Kohen Gadol would have to rush up and take the Mizrah. Rush up these stairs, go into the Hechel, give it to this guy, come back down. So you're talking about Choshev and Kohen Gadol.
So it's good. So according to Maskonos, you want to cook beautifully.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay, Baruch Hashem.
Okay.
What's that word you use? Shukha? That would, the reason why you know it's in the northwest corner is because of Kohen Gadol.
Chulsha. Weakness. You want to minimize the exertion of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur because he's fasting and doing all the work.
And he's busy.
He's been up all night.
Exactly.
So you're going to have a psul.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Chulsha.
Chalash. Oh.
Ani lo chalash.
Baruch Hashem, you should be gesund and strong for many years to come. Tana Rabban. V'chol Adam lo yiyeh bi oil moed. A person should not be in the oil moed. What's the definition of oil moed? Says the Gemara on the top of Mem Dalet Omer Aleph. Yochala filo bazar. Maybe that's sufficiently inclusive to include the Azara. After all, when we talk about oil moed, we're talking really about the Mishkan. Now we're trying to adapt those infrastructure to the Beis Hamikdash. So I would think this is referring to even the Azara. You know, the Azara. No, Tamalayim Boil Moed. What means Boil Moed? By definition, it means inside the Heichal. Ainli Ele Boil Moed Shiva Midbar. Maybe this halacha only applies in the times of Ahar Nekoyin, at the very first Yom Kippur that you had in Parshas Achrei Moed. Shiloi. How do we know that this applies also to future structures? Meaning not only the Mishkan in the Midbar, but the Mishkan in Shiloh, and eventually the Beis Olam means the first and the second Batei Migdash. How do I know? It's in the Pasuk. Tamaloymer Bakoidesh. What does it say in the Pasuk again? V'chol Odom lo yiyeh bi'oil moyed b'voy l'chaper Bakoidesh atzeisa. So the Gemara is interpreting the word Bakoidesh to mean a very broad term, that any time the Kohen Gadol has to go in Bakoidesh, whether that Koidesh is in the times of the Mishkan in the Midbar, or in the times of the Mishkan in Shiloh, or in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, he's going into the Koidesh, with Koidesh being an expansive term, the Mokom HaShechinah, where it's really holy, at all times, make sure nobody stands in the Hechel. Ainli Ela B'Shas Haktara. Now the Pasuk is talking, says the Gemara, during the time. So let's step back for one moment. As we know, the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh Kodashim for three purposes, at least initially. Purpose number one is to go be makta the Kodesh. Purpose number two was to go and spritz the achas lamala sheva lamata of the dam of the korban par, that was his own private par, and subsequently he went in again to go and spritz the achas lamala sheva lamata bein havadim on the kapoyres of the blood of the korban soil Hashem, that's the soil of Klal Yisrael. Later on in the day, he's going to go in again to take out the kafel machta, but that's not what we're talking about now. So now the Gemara is understanding the pasuk when it says b'chol adam lo yiyah bi'oil moed, nobody should be within the heichal b'voyay when the kohen gadol goes lechaper b'kodesh. The Gemara assumes lechaper b'kodesh is referring to the haktoras haktoras, and now the Gemara asks, how do I know that it also refers to the later spritzing of the blood, both of the par and the soyer? The Gemara is going to ask in a moment, why is it a davar poshut to you that lechaper b'kodesh is referring to the ktoras? And therefore the Gemara is saying, how do I also know the blood? Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe lechaper b'kodesh is referring to davka, the hazuas hadam. So mention that's what we're going to discuss in another moment. Zoktibar, ainli ele b'shas haktorah. B'shas matan dam minayin, how do I know it's just matan dam? Matan dam means the hazuas hadam of the par and the soyer. Talmud loy mebavoy lechaper. And as we know, the word kapora typically means zrika sadam. Usually means on the mizbeach achitza. And here it means the kapora, spritzing the dam in the kodesh kodesh. Ainli ele b'knisosay. Nobody should be standing in the heichel when the kohen gadol enters into the kodesh kodashim. B'tzios minayin, how do I know that even the kohen gadol is leaving, nobody should be in the heichel? Tam v'loimar ad seisoy. In other words, during that period of time, aros al kinderos, nobody should be inside the heichel. The kohen gadol is going into the kodesh kodashim. He's busy in the kodesh kodashim. He's coming out during that entire period. Nobody be in the heichel. And then the pasuk continues on. That's the end of that pasuk. Now the Gemara darshens it. Kaporosoi kodemes la kaporis beisoi. Kaporis beisoi kodemes la kaporis echav hakehanim. The kaporis echav hakehanim kodemes la kaporis kol kahal Yisrael. What this pasuk is telling us is, v'chiper badoi, first, the Kohen Gadol should make sure he gets a kapora for himself. Uviad beisoi on behalf of his family. Uviad, and then also on behalf of Echov HaKoyhanim, and then on behalf of Kahal, Kol Kahal Yisrael. The Gemara, there's a little bit of a disconnect between the Pasuk and the Gemara, right? Because in the, what's the disconnect?
Because it doesn't mention Echov HaKoyhanim in the Pasuk.
Thank you. So it says in the Pasuk, Ba'adoy, which is one, Ba'ad Beisoy is two, Ba'ad Kol Kahal Yisrael is three. But when the Gemara says, the Drosha, Kaparosi Kedemis, it's Kaparosi, his one. The Kaparos Beisi is two. The Kaparos Echa B'Kahanim is three. Then Klal Yisrael is four. And that's the disconnect which Barry has pointed out. And that's why we have the benefit of the Aleph there in brackets. That Aleph takes us to the Vilna Goyen. And the Vilna Goyen, in fact, takes out one of the four. You see on the right-hand margin, a Goy Sagura. The Vilna Goyen, the Kaparos Beisi, Kaparos Beisi Kedemis, that is taken out of the Gemara, and therefore you just go straight from Chiper Badi Kaparosi Kedemes Le Kaparis Echav HaKoyhanim, the Kaparis Echav HaKoyhanim Kedemes, the Kaparis called Kahal Yisra. It says in the Pasuk Uva'ad Beisa, Va'ad Beisa, we're learning to mean all of his brethren, the entire Shevet HaKohuna, they're all considered to be part of his Beisa. What is this Pasuk coming to tell us now? At the time that you're bringing the Ketores, you bring the Ketores three times or four times, you bring it separately. It's only one kapara. There's not multiple kaparas. So Tos Yishanim and other Rishonim ask this kasha. And there's two different terutzim, but the preferred teretz, according to Tos Yishanim, is that this pasuk is alluding to the number of viduyim that are said that day by the Kohen Gadol. And as we've had already, we had back in one Mishnah, I think we looked up the Mishnah in Daf Lamed Hey, if I'm not mistaken. What did it say back on Daf Lamed Hey?
First of all, how is Kapara? Right? Is that referring
to? No, I'm referring to the Mishnah. Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Hey, Omid Beis, the very bottom of the Omid, where the Gemara said, Boloi Eitzel Pora, he goes next to his par, that's the Kohen's private par. Second line, the same Shteyod of Olav, he does a smicha on the part. Umesvad v'kacho yo'oimer on Hashem v'vizi b'shat v'zem v'necha ani uveisi. That was the first Mishnah. Then we came across the second Mishnah. That Mishnah was on Mem Aleph on the days, and there we had once again the Kohen Gadol returns to his pot. Bolei Eitzel Poroi Shnia, the second time, fourth, fifth line of the Mishnah. Mem Aleph on the days. The same Shtei Yodav Olav Umisvada Kachayoyim On Hashem. And now he already says Ani Uveisi Ubnei Arin Am Kedoshecha. Now he includes those as well. And you remember the Gemara asked, not yesterday, but the day before, why in the first Mishnah did it just say Ani Uveisi? And now it says Bnei Aaron Am Kedoshecha. And the Gemara said, because Mutav, it's rather we have a person who is a Zakai. It was yesterday's Gemara, right before the Mishnah.
Thank you.
What is the Midas Adin, Son of Rishmael? This is the normal way of doing something. Yavi Zakai V'chaper Al Chai, Ba Yavi Chai V'chaper Al Ha-Chai. Let someone who already has been zochet to atonement, let him be mechaper, as opposed to someone who still needs that kapara. So therefore, since back on Lamed Hey, he already asked for kapara for himself and Basi, we're assuming Kadosh Baruch Hu granted it. Now he did the second vidoy on behalf of Echav HaKohen. So that was number two. Now, the pasuk doesn't mention Echav HaKohen. Just says, Chiba Bad Bad Basai. That Bad Basai, it includes Echav HaKohanim, that being the larger Beis Saharan Bolchos Hashem, part of the Shevet HaKohanim. Now, our pasuk here is telling us the third. Now, the third, there is no third vidui on the par, because we just shechted the par. You don't do vidui on the par after it's already shech. However, later on in the Hashem, I believe it's in Daf Samach Vav, we have a third vidui, and that is in the Mishnah Samach Vav. Now the Kohen Gadol comes over to Sor Mishaleach. That's the one that's going to go la'azosel. And now he says, "Chatu Abu Pashal Fenecha Amcha Beis Yisrael." And therefore he's asking for an atonement for Klal Yisrael. So this is the third time, and this is what the Tosfos Rishonim and other Rishonim say is a pshat in this pasuk. The first v'chibah v'adu v'ad beisoi v'adoi is the first vidui on his part. V'ad beisoi means all the kahanim, that was the second. V'ad kol Klal Yisrael, that's the third vidui that we have by the Sor Mishaleach, and that's what the Gemara says, Kabrosa Kedemes to beisoi and Echav kahanim. And the Echav HaKohanim Kedez LaKabor of Kol Kahal Yisrael, and the third one is Kahal Yisrael. Fine. That's the end of the Braisa, Omamar, and we begin to explore.
What is it going to take out? I'm not sure which.
Okay, so let's look at it carefully. Do you see the Aleph in the Gemara? Okay, so let's read it together. Kaporos Kedemis, it says the Kaporos Beisoi,
right.
And then it's Kaporos Beisoi, Kedemis, the Kaporos Echav HaKohanim. So it sounds like we have three steps so far. Kaporos is one, Kaporos Beisoi is two, and then Kaporos Echav HaKohanim is three. What the Vilna Gaon does is he takes out the Kaporos Beisoi and he goes straight from Kaporos Kedemis, the Kaporos Echav HaKohanim. So when you, therefore, when it says Kaporosoi, read parenthetically Kaporosoi Ubeisoi, that goes Kedemis to the Kaporos Echav HaKohanim. So therefore you only have two steps, one Kapora himself and the immediate household. Number two is Echav HaKohanim, and then number three is going to be the Kaporos Kol Kahal Yisrael. So you look now at the parentheses, the Kaporos basic Kedemis, Tevois Eilu Mechukais, these Tevois are deleted, omitted, take them out, no longer there. Amar. So we start the price again. Ainli Ela B'Shas Haktarim. We said that there's an issur for someone to stand in the Heichel when the Kohen Gadol enters into the Kodesh Kedoshim. And we said, why is he entering the Kodesh Kedoshim? B'shas HaKtorah, for purposes of being Makdir HaKtoras. Preitimar my mashma, where does it say in the Pasuk that he's entering into the Kodesh for purposes of HaKtorah? Maybe he's going into the Kodesh for something else. My mashma, Amar Rav V'china Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdi V'china Amar Blaza Amar Krat, says in the Pasuk, V'chiba Bada Bada Beis V'ad Kol Kahal Yisrael. It says at the end of the Pasuk, like we just quoted a moment ago, that as a result of going into the Kodesh, and I'll be mechaper for everyone. Ezeu kapara sheshova loy ule beisoy ule echav kehanim ule chol kahal Yisrael. Notice once again that the Vilna Gaon takes out ule beisoy to be consistent with before. Ezeu kapara sheshova loy and parenthetically beisoy and echav kehanim and kol kahal Yisrael. That is aktores aktores. The why you say aktores aktores is on behalf of everyone. Rashi explains very simply, because the gabi matan domen, as far as the spritzing of the blood, the par is for the Kohen Gadol and his immediate household, as well as the rest of the kahuna, all the other kahanim, and the soyer is machaper on Yisrael. so that you don't have a kaparas damim of an individual carbon that does everything. He split it up into two separate kaparas. Since this pasuk says that by bringing the kapara, he's being machaper on everybody simultaneously, it must be as a result of the k'toris of oimazeh, haktoris, haktoris. But now the obvious question is, k'toris mechaperis, who says that k'toris goes and effects any type of kapara? It seems to be just a reyach michoyach l'Hashem, because Baruch has given us this mitzvah, we got to do it, and it's incumbent upon us to be mekayim the rotzon Hashem. But where does it say that it's mechaper? Mm-hmm. And yes, it is mechaper. Tatani Rav Chananya, l'man l'ktoris mechaper, shenema v'itin l'ktoris v'chaper al ho'am. What was this all about? This is a pasuk in Parshas Korach, that lay in the Mitzvah Hashem in 2 weeks. What does it say in Parshas Korach? That initially, because of the machloikis between Moshe and Aharon and Korach, the Korach of Chaladosai were swallowed up into the earth, as we know. After that, the Klal Yisrael came to Moshe and Aharon and they started accusing them of genocide. And they said, Atem amitem es am Hashem, you're killing out all the Korach of Chaladosai, all those people, what did you do? Kadosh Baruch Hu got very, very angry, and unfortunately there was a tremendous negev. It says in the Pasuk that Moshe again was espoused to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael can't survive. Anyway, Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed Moshe Rabbeinu, allowed Aharon, v'itim sektoris v'chaper la'am. They went and were maktik toiris, and that caused a kapara for Klal Yisrael. So what do I see from this? That toiris can effect kapara. If you remember, Rashi in Chumash, in fact, says, how did Moshe Rabbeinu know? This was known because a malach went and gave him this secret, that chas v'shalom, if there's a negev in Klal Yisrael, it'll be maktik toiris. Anyway, what do I see from this maktik toiris? It's machaper. They took refesh in the pasuk. So therefore, when it said now in the pasuk that the Kohen Gadol went into Kodesh, and what did he do there? V'chiper badi v'ad beis v'ad kol kal Yisrael, that this was a kapara for everybody, it had to be the Kodesh, and we're not referring to the dam. One second, let's just finish. The ton of Rabbi Shmuel al ma Kodesh mechaperes al loshin hara. What is Kodesh Mechaper? After all, Mikdash V'Kadoshim, I have one thing, for purposes of all the other, I have the Lassar L'Azazel. So where's the Lashon Hara? Where's the Kodesh coming in? Oh, it's Mechaper Lashon Hara. You're wondering, what does it have to do with Lashon Hara? Yovidav B'Kashoy, since you go and bring the Haktoris Haktoris in the Kodesh Kodoshim, and nobody's allowed to be present, except, of course, the Kohen Gadol. So therefore, it's as secretive as possible. The Chaper Mas V'Kashoy, let them be masked Mechaper on Lashon Hara, which is typically through Chashoy. Chashoy means it's secretive. Usually when you go and say Lashon Hara, you take a person to the side, and you talk to him in a whisper, and you take him outside. You don't want to make a ganze public spectacle. So therefore, Lashon Hara is usually Masa Chashoy. So Dov B'Chashoy, the Ketoris is Mechaper on Lashon Hara. And that's what the Kavanah Pasuk is. Yes, you had a question.
No, he's responded to it. The Gemara responded to it.
Before this, so just to be perfectly clear, so the first vidoing was on for Aaron himself or Aaron and his family? So it wasn't just him, it was him and his family, and the second one was...
The family, meaning his household, his wife and
his children.
Right, so that was him, including his household. And the second one was for the his Achiv.
That's the Lashon of the Mishnah. Am Kedishecha b'nei Aaron, Am Kedishecha, which are therefore his brethren, which are the larger Mishpacha.
Right, okay.
Not just all the
Kohanim?
I thought it was all the
Kohanim. That's what we mean, the larger Mishpacha, meaning the whole Shevet of Kahuna. Beis Aharon, Baruchos Hashem, Beis Alevi, Baruchos Hashem, the Gansa Beis Aharon, Aharon and V'chol Echov, all of his cousins, his uncles, his aunts, his nephews, his nieces, yeah. And third cousins, everybody.
Because that are Shevet Kohanim. That they had before is Kaparos. So, quote the Kaparos Beso, the way the Gemara said that.
That's right.
Beso,
exactly.
So Beso here doesn't mean his family, you're saying Beso.
The reason why we have to say this is because the Pasuk in Chumash says, Achipa Badi Uva'ad Beso, and it repeats it twice. Ba'adoi Uva'ad Beso, and then five psukim later, just to show it to you convincingly, you shouldn't think I'm making this up. Any Chumash will do.
Why wouldn't they just be included with the rest of Klal Yisrael? Why do they have to have three different?
Why didn't they have? Okay, well, let me get back to you in one moment. First, try to address Brother Shai's question, because Brother Shai is not shy about asking questions for Hashem.
I should maybe ask.
No, we are delighted that we should ask more. that the
Rabbi Shalom Omer.
Exactly. So Leah Bashalom. It says in the Pasuk twice. First let's read Pasuk Vav. No, sit down, sit down. I'm gonna give you the Chumash. Vav, and then please read out Pasuk Yud Aleph. Okay? Read out please for the entire audience. Pasuk Vav.
Pasuk Vav. Okay, we're in Achrimos here.
Achrimos. Good. Now skip to Pasuk Yud Aleph.
Okay.
Doesn't that sound exactly redundant?
Yeah.
Word for word. Now look at Rashi and Yud Aleph. A lot of Rashi's. Very busy.
Good. No, okay. But the Do, Vido Sheni Alav, Valachiv HaKohanim.
Ah, Echav HaKohanim. So the first one was Ba'ad Beisoy, meaning his...
Vido Sheni Alav, Echav HaKohanim.
Good, it's good?
Yeah.
Good. So Brother Shai has confirmed and reconfirmed that there are two psukim which are identical in Parashas Achrimos. Both of them say, Hikav Aharon es ha-par asher loy. He's makriv. Makriv doesn't mean yet he shechs it yet, but rather it's talking about the vidoy. And what does it say in the pasuk? He does it ba'adoy uba'ad beisoy. And then again, pasuk Yud Aleph ba'adoy uba'ad beisoy. Why is it repeated twice? So Rashi points out in Chumash, my brother Shai has articulated so beautifully. So the first time beisoy means whoever lived in his apartment, in his two-bedroom apartment,
his nuclear family.
The second Beisah is referring to the Beisahar and Baruch HaSashem Degans. The Beisahar means all of the Shevet HaKuna.
But David's question is...
Yes, now we get to David's question. What's your question, David?
Why isn't it...
Why aren't they included in Klal Yisrael, the rest of the larger family of the Kuhuna?
Okay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that on Yom Kippur, we have to bring two separate Kabbalas. Aharon has to bring his own carbon, that's the carbon Har. And then for Klal Yisrael, we have the two Seirim. The Sor Hashem and the Sor Lazasa. It would have made things much simpler if you only had to bring one carbon, and that should go mechaper on everything. But Kadosh Baruch Hu Barov Chachmaso has decided to subdivide it, and therefore, for certain purposes, we have the par, and the par is on behalf of all the kahanim. The soyer is on behalf of Klal Yisrael, and among Klal Yisrael we have two seirim. We have the soyer which is brought for chatos, and that's for tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. Anybody that went into the base of Migdash B'tumah by mistake, that is the Sor Lashem, the Sor Lazozel that you have to send out to the cliff. That's for all the other Averis. Why Hashem split it up that way? I don't know. That's Hashem wanted. Getting back to our Gemara now, Jok de Gemara. We are now in the middle, halfway down, Tanan Hasam. Now, what the Gemara is going to do is talk about the din of. We already said at the outset of today's Gemara that when the Kohen Gadol enters into Kodesh Kedoshim on Yom Kippur, Chol Odom Lo Yiyah Bi Oyel Moed. Nobody's allowed to be within the Heichal. So Tanan Hasam, we have a Mishnah in Masechtas Kelim, the very beginning in the first parak. It says, Porshin Mibeno Ulam V'la Mizbeach B'Sha'a Saktara. Porshin Pshat is, not only do you have to go and leave the Heichal, but you even have to leave that 22 Amma area between the Mizbeach and the Ulam also has to be vacated immediately when you hear that they're being mocked victorious. Kinder Aros, everybody out of the Heichel, and even that space between the Ulam Velam Mizbeach.
Does that include that fourth row of tiles? Doesn't that include that fourth row of tiles?
Can we leave that for the moment?
Sure.
In the meantime,
sure.
I'd like to go and... Rabbi, the Gemara is difficult in following each word. You're going to see, we're going to constantly go from one pshat to another pshat, another pshat, to another pshat. If we can just stay on the text of the Gemara, and outside external questions of the Khalif Aliyat. So therefore, Parishin Mibeinu Ulam Lamazir Peshat Sektorah, at the time of Daktorah Sektorahs, make sure that that whole area is vacated. That's what it says in the Mishnah. This part about being a ulam ulam mizbeach that you have to vacate it, that is not a din deraisa, that's a din rabban. Because the deraisa just says bo'il moed, and we said at the top of the omid, yochal afil ba'azor, and no, bo'il moed means dafka dehechel. As far as the being a ulam ulam mizbeach, it's midrabban. Now the Gemara That's the end of the Mishnah. Om Reblozer, now the Amoira is explaining the Mishnah. And he says, Lo yishanu ele b'shas haktora deheichol. Abishas haktora delefnai lefnim. Meheichol parshi mi beinu ulam ulam mizbeach loy parshi. Reblozer says something very, very simple, very straightforward. He says, when we talk about haktoras, haktoras, you got two of them. You have one, Gesundheit, you have one every day of the year. Somebody's going to say, not one every day of the year. It was in the morning and the evening. Yes, that's correct. In terms of categories, we have one haktorah every single day. And there was a separate haktorah that was on Yom Kippur. Now the haktorah that took place every single day was took place in the Heichel itself, on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The haktorah that we had on Yom Kippur was inside the Kodesh Kedoshim. Yes, Rabbi Yisai, on Yom Kippur there was all the haktorahs in the Heichel. But please, let's go and identify what we're talking about. We have the Heichel haktorah, the daily one, and we have the Kodesh Kedoshim, which is on Yom Kippur. Special once a year. When the Mishnah said in Masechtas Kelim that you have to leave the area of the Ulam Vlam Mizbeach B'Shas haktorah, which haktorah were we talking about? Were we talking about the Yom Kippur haktorah lefnai v'lefnim, or were we talking about the haktorah and the heichal on a daily basis? Or maybe we were talking about both, and that's what Reb Elazar addresses. And Reb Elazar says very simply that you have to leave the ulam lemizbeach area is only on the daily ktoras, but on haktorah of lefnai v'lefnim on Yom Kippur me heichal parashi mibeinu ulam lemizbeach. Loi parshi, then you don't have to leave that area. Now you might think that that is strange, because the Kodesh Kedoshim one is the one that's far more chomor. After all, it's Yom Kippur, Kodesh Kedoshim, only the Kohen Gadol. So certainly, if throughout the year you have to leave the Ulam Lamizbeach area, shouldn't you say Metakal B'chomer that you'd have to leave that Ulam Lamizbeach area on Yom Kippur? And the answer is no. What's the, why? Why the answer is no? Because the Rabbanan are making here harchoka. Harchoka, they want to distance the person from being over on the Isser of coming close to the one that's being makdir the ktoras. They only added on one area, they didn't add on two areas. And therefore, on a daily basis, there is really no posik about this v'chol adam, that's referring to on Yom Kippur, but you're not supposed to be inside the heichal. And so therefore, the Chacham said, you know what? To make sure that nobody's inside the Heichel, vacate everybody in the area of the Ulam Lamizbeach, so they shouldn't even be close to the Heichel. They should be far away.
A buffer zone.
A buffer zone. Masha Enkein on Yom Kippur, the Isser is to be in, since the Kohen Gadol is in the Kodesh Kedoshim, you're now going to be in the Heichel, you don't have to go and add the additional buffer zone. Just say, don't be in the Heichel. Won't be in the Heichel, then you won't get close to the Kodesh Kadosh. However, daily basis where the Ktoris is brought inside the Heichel, don't be Ulam HaMizbeach, then you shouldn't come to the Heichel. So each time, we're just putting him in one zone further to make sure he doesn't come into the regular zone. So on Yom Kippur, we tell him, don't go to Kodesh Kadosh, and therefore, don't even come into the Heichel, like it says in the Pasuk. Throughout the year, where the Ktoris is being brought in the Heichel, then don't stand the Ulam HaMizbeach. However, if you would say on Yom Kippur, don't stand Ulam Lamizbeach when the Kohen Gadol is going into the Kodesh Kedoshim, that's already two areas. You don't have to have a double zone. It's almost like a Gzeder le Gzeder type of thing, that you have to stay away from the Kodesh Kedoshim, so therefore stay away from the Heichel, but you can be in Ulam Lamizbeach. On the other hand, throughout the year, you can't be inside the Heichel, so then stay away from Ulam Lamizbeach. That's what Reb Elazar says. Leishanu b'shasak Torah deheichol, when it said in the Mishnah, going back to the Mishnah, parishim mibeinu ulam mizbeach b'shasak Torah, stay out of the area of ulam mizbeach. When? On a daily basis. B'shasak Torah deheichol. And b'shasak Torah, when you're talking about the Yom Kippur dikah, meheichol parishim mibeinu ulam mizbeach, loy parishim. You don't have to do the double zone. One buffer zone is enough. Just stay out of the heichol, but you can be in the ulam lamizbeach.
And therefore, that answers my question about the fourth.
And that's what I intended.
Thank you. Thank you.
You should know 95% of your questions are answered, but you have to just give me time.
Okay.
I cannot say all of the Gemara on Kodesh Baruch Hu and Zoch Hashem B'dibrach. I can't say the whole blot of 1 hour in 1 second.
You're pretty good though.
Shkoyach. Thank you. Mosiv Rav Ada Bar Abba. Rav Ada Bar Abba asked the following question. The Amri Lo Kadi, and others say that Kadi asked the question. This is always a shaila, what means kadi, what does it mean? So there are a couple of Rashis and other Meforshim that deal with this. One says kadi was the name of a chacham. That's what Rashi says in the Sechtes Gittin. The name of the chacham was Rabbi, Chief Rabbi Kadi. That was his name. Others say that the word kadi is from the word kedi, and kedi means bichti. Bichti means for naught. For naught means that it was an anonymous Tana or anonymous Amora. We don't know who the person was, but it was some very fine sage. We just don't know. Kedi, he is nameless. That's another pshat. If you want to know where that first Rashi is, you have the Moisef Rashi in the right hand margin underneath the Gra, the last piece, the Amrila Kadi, Shem Chochem in Gittin. But others again disagree and say, Kedi, we don't know the name. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kishem Sheparshin. So now, Moisef Adabar Havi Amrila Kadi, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi of course is a Tana. Vozak Rabbi Yossi, Kishem Sheparshin Mibain Hu Ulam Lam Mizbeach, Bishasak Torah. Just like you have to leave the area between the Ulam Lam Mizbeach at the time of Haktorah. And parenthetically, the Gemara is going to understand this to mean the Haktorah on Yom Kippur from the Kodesh Kedoshim, as we'll see shortly. Kach Porishin Bishas Matan Par Koyin Mashiach Upar Helen Dovashul Tzibur Usiri Avoidis Kachov. The same way you also have to stay away, Bein Ulmulam Mizbeach, when you have the Matan Par Koyin Mashiach, Helen Dovashul Tzibur, and Siri Avoidis Kachov. Those are three times throughout the year where there's the possibility of Hazoas Domim inside the Hechel. Not inside the Kodesh Kodashim. Kodesh Kodashim is only once a year on Yom Kippur, and that's the Par Besoyer of Yom Kippur. Here we're talking about during the year, there is a possibility. I say a possibility because this probably happened very rarely, if at all, that you have the Par Kohen Mashiach, that means the Kohen Gadol sinned based on a faulty Psak. Par Elam Dov Shal Tzibur, again, a faulty Psak of Sanhedrin, Kans Klal Yisrael, Roiv of Klal Yisrael sinned, you have to bring the special Par. And the Sivar Yisrael means Kans Klal Yisrael sinned. This is this week's Parsha, Parsha Shlach. Now, sorry, next week's Parsha, this week's Parsha is Valoischa, next week's Parsha, Parsha Shlach, Sivar Yisrael, that if Kans Klal Yisrael sinned, based on a faulty psak of the Bezin HaGadol, and the faulty psak involved in Isra of Avodah Zarah, then you have to go and bring a par v'soyer, a par l'oyla, soyer l'chatos, and there too, the Hazoy Saddam was done in the Hechel, where inside the Hechel, in front of the Paroiches, as well as the Mizbeach HaPnimi, but not in the Kodesh Kodosh. So that you also have to be Poyrish Bein Ulam L'Mizbeach. That's the first part of Rabbi Yossi. Now Rabbi Yossi continues. Homamali yesh bein ha-hechol bein ulam la-mizbeach. If you're telling me that you have to make these harchokos bein ulam la-mizbeach, is there a difference then between the harchok in the hechol and the harchok in the ulam la-mizbeach? That you have to be marchik, that you have to distance yourself from being anywhere close to the center of activity. Is there a mala? Says the price, says Rabbi Yossi, yes, there is a mala. Now, what does that mean? So there's going to be a difference between the Havamina and the Maskana. And that's key to the Gemara's Kasha and the key to the Gemara's Teretz. So if you look in the middle of the Amud, where Rashi says, middle of the Amud, Bein Bishasak Torah, Kasol Gadaita, Bein Bishasak Torah means the Lefnai V'Lefnim. That means Bishasak Torah, the big Haktorah on Yom Kippur, that singular Haktorah. Bein Jaloi Bishasak Torah, the Lefnai V'Lefnim. Excuse me. And Bishas Matan Domin, the Lefnai V'Lefnim. Ah, Shaloi Bishasak Torah means going into the Kodesh Kedoshim on Yom Kippur, except that Shasak Torah means Haktoris Haktoris. Shaloi Bishasak Torah means the Hazoah Saddam, which is done on Yom Kippur. Ah, so now returning to the Gemara. What's the mala of Heichel over Ulam Lamizbeach? Sheba Heichel portion get out of the Heichel. Bein Bishasak Torah, say when the Kohen Gadol is going in with his Ktores. Ubein Shaloi Bishasak Torah, when he's going in with the Dam of the Par and the Sur, Aros get out of the Heichel. Ubein Ulam Lamizbeach ain portion, El Bishasak Torah. Ulman Vech, you only have to go out at the time of Haktorah. What means Haktorah? That means Haktorah, Lefnai V'Lefnim of the Ktoris on Yom Kippur. Oh, so it says very clearly the difference between Heichel and Ulman Lamizbeach is Heichel is on Yom Kippur, both Ktoris and the Hazor Saddam on Yom Kippur, Lifnai V'Lifnim, and Ulam HaMizbeach is only B'Shas HaKtorah, meaning only B'Shas HaKtorah Lifnai V'Lifnim. So now the Gemara is Matayik. But B'Shas HaKtorah Mio Parashi. But one thing I see clearly, that the Ulam HaMizbeach, although it's not as chomor as the Heichal, but nevertheless, you do have to be Poyrish B'Shas HaKtorah Lifnai V'Lifnim.
And not like Rabbi Elazar ben Tass.
Exactly. My la b'shas haktorah lefnai v'lifnim. Isn't that the poshut pshat that we're saying? When it comes to heichal, get out. Bein b'shas haktorah, bein b'shloisach, shloisach haktorah. Ulam l'mizbeach is only b'shas haktorah. But which shas haktorah? Rashi said shas haktorah, according to Avin Minim, means lefnai v'lifnim. So you see that even though we're talking lefnai v'lifnim on Yom Kippur, you have to leave the area of Ulam l'mizbeach. Not like Rebbe Elazar.
A second buffer zone.
Exactly. What did Rebbe Elazar say? Leishon b'shasak Torah deheichol. Shasak Torah v'hamadim. No, meichol parashi bin alam loim is parashi. I see b'feirish according to Rebbe Yossi, yes, parashi. Rebbe Elazar is arguing with the
Tana.
Everything were loi. The way you understood pshat in Rebbe Yossi was a big mistake. B'shasak Torah means b'shasak Torah deheichol. Ah, b'shasak Torah deheichol. Then you have to leave the area of Ulam HaMizbeach.
The other.
You're telling me here, Ha Mamala Yesh Ben Heichel Ben Ulam HaMizbeach. This Mala Besu Loi. This is the only Mala. Ha Ika Ha Mala. What does the Gemara mean? We were distinguishing until now between the Heichel and the Ulam HaMizbeach, and the way we learned until now initially was that you have to leave b'shas haktorah means haktorah lefnai v'lifnim, but the Ulam HaMizbeach, you don't have to leave b'shas the hazos hadam lefnai v'lifnim. Then the words are, no, we're not talking about lefnai v'lifnim. We're just talking about the haktorah, which is inside the heichel. Inside the heichel. Then, not only do you have to leave the heichel, but you also have to leave the outward, the Ulam HaMizbeach. And the heichel means the regular Torah, which means twice every single day of the year. Freit Yimara. Is that the only difference that you can find? I have another mal. The Ilmei Heichel Parshi, Bein B'Shas HaKtorah Didei, Bein Shas HaKtorah Telefnai V'Lefnim. When you're talking about leaving the Heichel, you have to talk about both the Haktorah, its own Haktorah, meaning the Haktorah in the Heichel itself on a daily basis, as well as Haktorah Lefnai V'Lefnim on the annual basis on Yom Kippur. The Ilam Ibeinu Ulam L'Mizbeach Leparshi Ele B'Shas Haktorah DeHeichel. But between the Ulam L'Mizbeach, you only have to be Poydish when B'Shas Haktorah DeHeichel, not on Yom Kippur. And that being the case, says the Gemara, then you are distinguishing between the Haktorah inside Lefnai V'Lefnim or inside the Heichel and the Hazua Saddam Lefnai V'Lefnim or inside the Heichel. And you're saying that's the difference between the case of the Ulam HaMizbeach and the Heichel. But I have another difference. The difference is whether you're talking about a Haktorah inside the Heichel or you're talking about a Haktorah inside the Kodesh Kedoshim. So don't just make a distinction legabe the Hazos Hadam. Again, what did the Rabbi Yossi say? Rabbi Yossi said that when it comes to the Ben Ulam HaMizbeach, what's the Mala of the Heichel over the Ulam HaMizbeach? The Mala is Shem Beheichel Poshim Bein B'Shas HaKtorah Bein B'Shloi B'Shas HaKtorah. What's the definition of Shloi B'Shas HaKtorah? That means Hazos Hadam. When it comes to Zohar Saddam, you don't have to be Marchik. You only have to be Marchik in the case of the Haktoris Haktoris. We thought originally that means Lefnai V'Lefnim. You might say, no, we're talking about the Heichel. But the Maisa, we still have the Shloi B'Shas HaKtorah. And the Shloi B'Shas HaKtorah, we assumed until now, means Zohar Saddam. So that's the only Nafki Minna. I have another Nafki Minna. The Nafki Minna is that every single day of the year, you have to go be Marchik from the Ulam HaMizbeach. Mashenkin on Yom Kippur, you don't have to be B'Shas HaKtorah. Forget about Azor Saddam. So I have another Mala distinguishing between Heichel and Ulam HaMizbeach, and that is not only the Gabi Hazor Saddam inside, but also the Gabi daily, vis-a-vis yearly, annually, on the Yom Kippur, where annually you have to go and leave only the, you're talking about Lefnai V'Lefnim, the adin is that you have to go and be merachik only from the hechel, while if it's a daily haktorah, the daily haktorah, you also have to be merachik from the olam lamizbeach. So why didn't we mention that? Yeah. Yomara haktani. That in fact is the new pshat that we're going to give to Rabbi Yossi. What means the new pshat Rabbi Yossi? That when we leave the Heichel, when do you have to leave the Heichel? Both Bishas Aktara. What means Bishas Aktara? Bishas Aktara means you bring the Ktaitas. And Shloi Bishas Aktara, that means the Dam. Let's take a look at the Rashi down below. Hoptani. See? Four lines to the back. Berichusa, Hochinami Kamen. Hai Shloi Bishas Aktara de Kamar, Shloi Bishas Aktara de Heichel Kamar. In other words, when a Bioisi distinguished between the Mala, between the Heichel and Umlam Mizbeach, then he said that by the Heichel you have to leave both Bishas HaKtorah and Shalvay Bishas HaKtorah. We understood that until now in the Havamina. What did Rashi say in the middle of the Amid? Bishas HaKtorah means when you had the HaKtorahs HaKtorahs. Shalvay Bishas HaKtorah means the Matan Domim. Says Yimar, no. That's not the right pshat. According to the Teretz, there's a brand new pshat in Rabbi Yossi. When it says that you have to leave the Heichel, Bishas HaKtorah, it means Bishas its own HaKtorah. Its own HaKtorah in the Heichel itself. At that point, you have to leave the Heichel, and you have to leave the Ulam V'lam Mizbeach. But when it comes to Shaloi Bishas HaKtorah, Shaloi Bishas HaKtorah means not the HaKtorah of the Heichel itself, but the HaKtorah of Lifnai V'Lifnim of Yom Kippur, then you only have to leave from the Heichel, you don't have to leave between the Ulam V'Lam Mizbeach. So getting back to Hamala, you see that Bey's in the middle in the parentheses. Hamala Yesh Bein HaHeichel Bein Ulam V'Lam Mizbeach. What's the difference? I'll tell you. Sheba Heichel Parishin Bein Mishas HaKtorah. Say if there's HaKtorah inside the Heichel itself, its own HaKtorah throughout the year. If it's the annual one on Yom Kippur, which is not the Haktorah in the Heichel, but it's the Haktorah in the Kodesh Kadosh. Mind you, the Lashon of Gemara is a little bit,
because it's not, it's Shalom B'Shas HaKtorah, sounds like, but you are being mocked here on the Hafina.
Exactly. So that's why look at the last line of the last Rashi. Bein B'Shas HaKtorah, see the last two lines.
Yeah.
The Heichel, B'Shas HaKtorah, the Heichel.
Right.
That's the Shas HaKtorah. The Hashaloi B'Shas HaKtorah, Yotani, Tana, what is that referring to? Shaloi B'Shas HaKtorah, Didei, not its own HaKtorah in the Heichel, al Bishas HaKtorah de Lefnai v'Lefnim. It means the other HaKtorah,
the Chafina, the Chafina
of Yom Kippur, and therefore says our Gemara, that's the Kavana now in that price. If that's the Kavana now in the price, then that's exactly what Reb Lozer is saying. Reb Yossi and Reb Lozer are now saying exactly the same thing. That what? That you have to leave the Heichel Bishas HaKtorah every day of the year during the HaKtorah, and you have to leave also annually, as you call the Chafinis HaKtorahs, on Yom Kippur. Only B'Shas HaKtorah means the daily Heichel HaKtorah. The annual HaKtorah, the Shaloi B'Shas HaKtorah, the Heichel. But in the Kodesh Kedoshim, you do not have to leave, you can stay on an annual basis, because you only have to have one buffer zone, you don't have to have two buffers.
As you go leaving B'Shas to get down.
We're going to discuss again on the Amid base. At the moment, we're only talking about the Haktarah. Haktani, that's dus lichter. What was the Gemara's kasha? You only told me one chilik. Is there a second chilik? No. That exactly is the chilik, the nafkimina, that we're trying to establish. Shebeheichel poshim, maybe shasik torah, b'shasik torah means both locally heichel, shloi b'shasik torah, kodesh kadoshim, benulam mizbeach in poshim, ella B'Shasak Torah, means B'Shasak Torah in the Heichel. So with this, Rabbi Yossi now is saying exactly what Reb Lozer said at the outset, and everything is fine and dandy. But I see that Barry has a question.
What's bothering me is, first of all, earlier on this very same page, we talked about HaKtorah L'Tanafnim, HaKtorah, this is Mechaper and Lashon Hara, this is Mechaper and Lashon Hara. Mm-hmm. It's all called HaKtorah. How are we suddenly shifting and saying, this is Shasak Torah, and this is not Shasak Torah? Both are called HaKtorah.
Mm-hmm. So let's ask Reb Lozer.
We're changing.
I hear you.
Okay.
It says in the Mishnah, Parshim Mibeinu Ulam Mizbeach B'Shas HaKtorah. Haktaris, 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 Haktaris.
Whether it's on the Mizbeach Hazav or whether it's Lefnei Lefnim. It's
Am Rebbe Lazer Laisha. Know what it says? The Mishas Haktaris is only referring to the Heichel. Shas Haktaris Laisha Lefnim. Meheichel Parashi Menuroi Parashi. So you have this Kasher on your Blazer. How is he changing the Mishnah? Shas Haktaris sounds across the board. Says Rebbe Lazer, that's why Kodesh Baruch created Amiroim to go and explain the Mishnahis, that the purpose of our Mishnah is not to tell you that throughout the entire year, including Yom Kippur, you have to be Poyrish Ma'ul Mizbech, but only 364 days and not on Yom Kippur.
Well, even on Yom Kippur was a time.
Yes, I know. You're right at the time of the Torah. But again, that's why I'm trying to eliminate side issues.
Okay, I have one more question, but I'll hold it for the end. Go ahead.
Thank you. So that is the chiddush now of the Blazer, and that's the Gemara is now interpreting Rabbi Yossi to say the same thing. Frek the Gemara, vo'ika ha-mala. I have another mala. And now we're going to address Reb Simcha Ilan Shaila. The Ilu Mehechel Parashi, bein b'kedusha didei, bein b'kedusha de lefnai v'lefnim. Now the word kedusha over here is used very, very particularly to exclude, we're no longer talking about haktara, we're now talking about matan domim inside the Kodesh. How do I know that? Look at the top Rashi, Bikdusha, we're talking about matan domim. So says the Gemara, the identical distinction that you made between Heichel and Ulam Mizbeach, vis-a-vis the haktores haktores, you can say the exact same thing, legabi the matan domim. In which respect? Throughout the year, typically there was no matan domim inside the Heichel. Once a year you had on Yom Kippur matan domim of the par and the Sor Lashem, where you went lefnai v'lefnim. However, there was a possibility of having a matan domim lefnim during the year. What would those be?
Par
koyin shiyah, par helen domim shel tzibur, and asiria avoy de zara. And says the Gemara, the exact same rule applies. That if you're talking about on Yom Kippur, where you're making one buffer zone, make sure that you're not standing inside the Heichel. When the Kohen Gadol is going lefnai v'lefnim with his par blood and with the soyer blood, stay out of the Heichel. But you're allowed to stand in the Ulam Lamizbeach, because that would already be a second buffer zone. But during the year, if on a regular Muntig Adonishtich, in other words, any normal, ordinary day, where they're doing Hazoas Domim, Lifnim, not Lifnai, but Lifnim, Lifnim inside the Koidish, meaning inside the Heichel, where they're doing the Hazoas Adam in front of the Peroiches and on the Mizbeach HaPanimi, again, Paralel Shantibur, Paralel Shantibur, so then you have to stay out not only of the Heichel, but make sure you stay out of the Ulam Lamizbeach as well. What's the reason why? We want to be marchikim that he shouldn't come in. Please wait one second. I'll address you in a minute. Break the more the ikah ha-mala. Why didn't we mention that there's a second mala? The ilum heichol parshi, bein b'kedusha didei, bein b'kedusha lefnai v'lefnim. From the heichol, you always have to get out. Say, if you're doing hazor estam, didei, inside the heichol. Say, if you're doing hazor estam, lefnai v'lefnim, anyam kippur. Ilum heichol zeach l'parshi l'shkedusha de heichol. You only have to stay out of the Ulam Mizbeach on your daily basis, if you ever have one of these rare karbanos, then stay out of Ulam Mizbeach, but not on Yom Kippur. Amar Rava, Rava says, you're right, b'shem parisha achasi. It's really one rule for both. In other words, this rule that you're telling us, this nafkamina here at the top, is the identical nafkamina that you pointed out on the Amar Aleph, except that you're changing from haktara to kapor is done, matan done. But it's exactly the same rule. What do you mean exactly the same rule? In all cases, if the activity that is being conducted or being performed is inside the Heichel, what activity are you talking about? Either haktores ktores or the hazoras dam throughout the year, stay out of the Ulam Lamizbeach. On the other hand, if the activity is taking place in the Kodesh Kedoshim, which means either the chafinas haktores on Yom Kippur or the power blood or the soy blood, then you only have to stay out of the Heichel. You don't have to stay out of the Ulam Lamizbeach, since it's exactly the same rule. That's why the Gemara on the Amud Aleph, when it says, Ha ma mali yesh, what's the difference between one and the other? That same rule that applies to Haktara, same rule applies to Azor Sadam. Yes, Reb Simcha, you had a question.
We have questions. When Kohen Gadol takes the Dhamma Par, his Mazah, he goes out, he gives it to the Moresh to make sure he doesn't congeal, because he has to put it together.
Absolutely.
Is that Dom line go out? How far can it go out?
It's in the Azara. It doesn't go out anywhere. The guy's standing there.
That's just my question. I just want to clarify.
No, you're 100%. You clarified. It's a very good question. Next year. We just got finished saying kach porishin at the beginning of the brayso, which we quoted in the beginning. Omer mar kach porishin b'shas matan par koy mishiach par hamdav shel tzibur sira avod chom. You got to stay out of the heichol as well as since the ulam lamizbech, because you only have that one buffer zone. You'd have to stay out of ulam lamizbech. Freitim minolan. Where do you take this from that you have this din? Omer pedos asya kapora kapora miyoy makipur. In other words, how do you even know that there's a din you have to stay out of the heichal? That you have to stay out of ulam lamizbeach, that's already harchokam and the Rabbanan added that to that. However, the whole din of staying out of heichal, l'chor, is a singular Yom Kippur dikalach, which we started off. V'chol adam lo yeh bi'oil moy b'voy l'chad b'koyushat zeise v'chibah b'adu v'arbeise. What is that talking about? That's once a year on Yom Kippur. Who said that there's a din harchokam b'chlal from the heichal throughout the year, side by the ktoiris, side by the kabbanis, the hazuah shadam? Who said? Just like by Yom Kippur, it talks about v'chiper ba'divat beisoy and v'voy l'chaper ba'koydish. All of these azu astam is also kapara. Every time when we talk about a carbon, what affects the kapara by a carbon? It's always as rikas adam, hazu asadam. So therefore, we learn one from the other. Then midrabanan they added on, not only in the heichal, all to stay at ulam mizbeach as a harchak.
So the ulam is not considered part of the
heichal. That's a very good question. You are now touching on a very, very raw nerve. We're going to address that in another couple of moments. Rav Acha bar Rahab, we don't usually find in Chas, it's probably Rav Ada bar Rahab, like it says on the side. Rav Ada bar Rahab, Shma mino, malois de araisa. From this we see that the Indian of malois is minatoya. Now what malois are we referring to? So there's a Mishnah in Mesechtes Kalim, if you want to take a look here in the Rashi, where the Mishnah Mesechtes Kalim says that there are 10 different dargois of Kedusha of places in Yerushalayim. Look at the Rashi starting Malos de araisa, second narrow line. Malos shemonu chacham b'mishnah Mesechtes Kalim b'perekan, dika omer hasam. Harabai is Mekudim Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, of course, has a lot of Kedusha. You can only eat Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim. You can only eat Kochim Kalim in Yerushalayim. However, the Harabayis is a greater Kedusha. V'hachel me Harabayis. Chel is the area immediately around the Beis HaMikdash, but that's not as soon as you hit the Harabayis, you don't come into the Chel immediately. You still have the Soreg, etc. So, before you come to the Chel is one part, Harabayis. Now you get to Chel is even a higher degree of Kedusha. A Chel me Harabayis. The Ezra's Noshim, now you're actually starting part of the Beis HaMikdash structure that's holier than the Chel. The Ezra's Yisrael is holier than Mishael Noshim, than the Ezra's Noshim. Mishael Kehanim and Mishael Yisrael. What we call the Azara is really split up. The first 11 Amis is Ezra's Yisrael, and after that you have the 11 Amis of the Ezra's Kehanim, and then you have the Mizbech. So the Ezra's Kehanim is even a greater Kedusha of the Ezra's Yisrael. Veinu Ulam LaMizbech, which is now the other side of the Mizbech, the other 22 Amis, that leads from the Azara to the Ulam, is even a greater Kedusha than Azara. The Hechel is even greater than Ulam LaMizbech. Now all of these Malis, and by the way, our Rashi and our Gemara don't go into all the different halachas in which respect is one holier than the other. That's from Masechtas Kelim. All we see from our Gemara says Rashi first, that the Arais and the Nuz, these different malas, that Harabayis and the Chel is more, and Harabayis is more, and Ezus Noshim is more, and Ezus Yisrael, all of these are malas of Min HaTorah. The what does it say in the Torah? Halacha Meshvisina. It doesn't say there's no pasuk for it, it's Halacha Meshvisina. Etc., etc. So now getting back to our Gemara. So our Gemara says that those malas which we just enumerated, those are minatoira, v'achi gemiriluhu, halacha meshusina. These alkadaita, the Rabbanon, if you're going to go and tell me that these are midrabbanon, maishnahu, beinu ulam ulam izbeach, dilma mikru, v'aili, mikulazora nami nifrishu, dilma mikru, v'aili. Among the malas that we had was Azara was one, and then we said Ulam LaMizbeach is a separate mala. Says our Gemara, it must be that it's Diraisa, because if Ulam LaMizbeach and Azara were separate malas midrabanan, then if that's the case, min haTorah, they're really all one and the same. Azara Ulam Lamizbeach, the right part of the Mizbeach, the left side of the Mizbeach, if you're telling me that that's all the same Min HaTorah. Now, when the Korbanos are being brought, the Hazoyas Adam, or the HaTorah, is taking place inside the Heichel, we said you have to vacate the Ulam Lamizbeach. Why are you vacating the only Ulam Lamizbeach? Why aren't you vacating the entire Azara? Because Ulam HaMizbeach is part of the larger Azara. It's on the left side of the Mizbeach. The rest of the Azara is on the right of the Mizbeach, and the north of the Mizbeach, and the south of the Mizbeach. But it's all one Azara. So why would the Chachamim make a Harchoka and kind of split it down the middle? And say, make sure not to go and stand not only in the Heichel, but don't even stand down below Bein Ulam HaMizbeach. Why didn't they say, stay out of the entire Azara? By the fact that they split it up, Muzach Zayim, because Min HaTorah, these are considered to be separate areas, and therefore, Ulam HaMizbeach, just like we said before with the buffer zones, you only have to go out of one buffer zone, Ulam HaMizbeach, you don't have a second buffer zone of the Azara. As again, these Sokadaita, the Rabbanah, if you're going to go and tell me that these malas are malas to Rabbanah, my Yishra bin Ulam Mizbeach, Dulam Nikri Va'ayli, why did the Chum say, stay out of Ulam Mizbeach, I'm afraid you might forget, and you might go into the Heichot, Mikul Azar Anami Nifrishu, Dulam Nikri Va'ayli, so therefore I have L'choyra, a clear cut raya that the difference between Ulam Mizbeach and Shara Azara is not a Rabbanah dicker thing, no, it's Menatayra. Everything Gemara, no, you have no right. Skonzain el ulam lamizbeach, and the Azara has one kedusha min haTorah. It's only midrabanan that we make chilukim and malis. But ain't ulam lamizbeach kimin like mifsik midi. After all, right smack in front of ulam lamizbeach, you have your ulam and you have your heichal. Therefore, lemin kremilza, a person could go and be forgetful if he's spaced out a little bit, and he might go into the ulam into the mizbeach. Of Azara kimin deikam mizbeach chitz in the mafsik. You got this huge Mizbeach of 32 by 60. Wow! Or 32 by 60, 62. 32, and then you have the Kevish.
Which overlaps connect. Two Amos,
right,
so
exactly.
Exactly. So it's
62 altogether. Right. It's not 64, it's 62. Kim the Ikam Mizbeach, it's a Mafsik, Minker Milza. It's not going to be, it's not a forgetful person who just spaced
right,
out.
There's a hecker right there.
Exactly.
Stop sign.
You have like a natural grown mechitza in the middle of the Azara. Of course, it's not natural. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu made it.
Obvious.
It's an obvious one, so you're not going to go over to the other side. So, bottom line is, we thought that we could establish that Malos are Min HaTorah, that difference between Ulam HaMizbeach and the Azara. It could be Min HaTorah. They happen to be one and the same, and the reason why the Chacham only made a harchok on half, and not the other half, wasn't necessary. It's a double pasht.
But there's also a practical reason. The Kohen Gadol is by himself. He's inside the ulam.
You.
And he's in the Kodesh Kodashim, he's in the Kodesh.
Right.
We have a concern that he may not come out alive. If everyone vacates the entire Azara, is a big. He doesn't have a cell phone to text and say, "Help! I need assistance." I mean,
they'll find that eventually. Eventually, they'll find that. In other words, how long does this take? 5 minutes, half an hour, 20 minutes, an hour. After the hour passes, where's the Kohen Gadol already? Been waiting for an hour. Okay, give him another half an hour. It's already 2 hours, 3 hours. Eventually, they're going to get the idea. And this goes to Brother Shai's point. Shmamina l'chayder, from the fact that we keep on talking about Ulam Lamizbeach and we keep on saying one buffer zone, is l'chayder kedushas Ulam Beheichel Chalimilzi. Must be that they are one and the same. Tisal gadayish they kedushas nino, then Ulam Gufei Gezeira, then Nekem and Igzeg Zeira. That was your point, right? If you have to stay out of the Heichel and we're making Harchoka, just make Harchoka of the Ulam. Why are we making the Harchoka of Bein Ulam Lamizbeach? Muzach Zayim, because Ulam Beheichel is one area. So now your next zone is the Bein Ulam Lamizbeach zone. Okay, that's the right. Everything Gemara, no. Look, could be that Ulam Bein Ulam Lamizbeach is Chod Kedushi. Heichel the Ulam Shtei Kedushas. It could be that Heichel and Ulam have to be two separate Kedushas. So if they're two separate Kedushas, then just say, don't be in the Heichel, and then Midrabanan, don't be inside the Ulam.
Right.
Yeah, but the Ulam and the Ulam Lamizbeach is Chod Kedushahi. Ulam and the 22 Amos between the Mizbeach and between the Ulam, that's also considered to be part and parcel of the Ulam for these purposes. And so therefore, you wanted to go and say the Ulam Vela Heichel, that's one kedusha, and then you have a separate kedusha called the Ulam Mizbeach, and therefore you're asking why is there this one buffer zone? The answer is very simple. Ulam Heichel is one, so min haTorah you're not allowed to be inside the Heichel, you're not allowed to be inside the Ulam, and now we add it on in Ulam Mizbeach. Says you want a Nishkarai. It's concerned that the Ulam and the Heichel are two separate Kedushais. If that's the case, then stay out of the Heichel and stay out of the Ulam. Why do you have to stay at Ulam and Mizbeach? Because Ulam and Mizbeach and the Ulam could be that it's Choda Kedushi.
How could that be? The Ulam is part is inside a building. It's interior. It's inside. And
the physical structure is different. It could be in terms of Kedushi.
And you're talking about Mizbeach as a hecker,
right.
The entrance to the Ulam is not a hecker. I mean, it's entering a building. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're saying Mizbeach and the Azara is a hecker to help people don't go further, then entering into the Ulam, which is the antechamber to the Kodesh, is certainly a hecker.
Right.
I don't see how the Gemara is entertaining that the Ulam and Ulam Mizbeach is one zone when it earlier said the Mizbeach.
Understood. All the Gemara is saying is you have no concrete raya that Ulam and the Heichel is one. It could theoretically be that the Heichel is one Kedusha, the Ulam is a separate Kedusha. Why the Chacham and Machmer also the Gavi Ulam Mizbeach? Because Ulam Mizbeach and Ulam have the same status of Kedusha for these purposes. So stay out of the Ulam, stay at Ulam Mizbeach, one area. Not because the physical structure, but because of the Kedusha aspect. It's considered to be one zone for purposes of Kedusha. Now, if you're wondering, is there a practical nafkamina whether you call Heichel and Ulam one or it's two Kedushais? So the Mefarshim, in fact, the other Gemaras are talking about what happens if you took the Shulchan out of the Heichel and you put it temporarily inside the Ulam and you had the Lechem Haponim on the Heichel inside the Ulam. If you have done the Ulam and the Heichel are Kedusha Achasi, even though it's out of place, it's supposed to be the northern part, but Lamais is still inside the Heichel. It's Heichel Ulam Chad Kedushi. If you tell me it's two separate Kedushas, it's like taking the Shulchan out of the Heichel into the Azara, and that would go and passel it in a sense biyotze.
Where did they lift it up that people can see it?
They brought it up to the entranceway towards the Ulam. If you hold this Kedusha Achas, you can take it all the way to the front, right before you get to the Ulam Lamizbeach. If you say that, it would have to be inside, and you'd hopefully people would take their binoculars. They took the binoculars and they took
the brought the binoculars before Yontif because of Kippur. I'm holding on to a question from Ahmed Aleph, if I may not finish.
I would prefer if we finish the
Ahmed. I'll finish the Ahmed, okay.
Zoki Mora Baita. Baruch Hashem, the rest of the Ahmed should go much more quickly. Zoki Mora Bachol Yom Yechoyte B'Shal Kesef, and then he would transfer from the Macht of Kesef into another pan, another fire pan of Zohav. Now, on Yom Kippur, he only used one Macht of Zohav. The question is, why didn't you do the same thing throughout the year? Why do you have to switch from the Kesef to the Zov? Throughout the year, you use just one Machta of Zov, just like Yom Kippur. My time, I tell you, Chosel Manishay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmanis on the Mominis of Klai Yisrael. What do you mean the Mominis of Klai Yisrael? Every time you put the fire pan into the fire to go and scoop up some of the Gecholim, part of it wore out. How quickly did it wear out? I don't know. Maybe it took a month, maybe it took a year, but it kept on wearing out because you're constantly going in and out of the flames into the coal. One second. That even happened with the Kesef. It wore out. However, if every time the Macht of Kesef wears out, let's say once a year, or twice a year, fine, so you replace it. Mishkefel, Kesef is not that expensive. However, if you're going to go and use a Macht of Zohav, number one, it's more vulnerable to the fire because Zohav is a more easily destructible and softer metal than Kesef. Malleable, exactly. All those fancy words. Exactly. Therefore, it has a better likelihood. But number two, even if it was exactly the same, gold is much more expensive than kesef. You don't want to replace your machta once a month or once a year. It's expensive. Why then on Yom Kippur do we allow it? That's an extra kliyamara. By Yom Chayse shall be shalzol. By Yom Machta, my time is shemuchul shul the kohen gadol. We don't want the kohen gadol to have to go and play with the kelim, take from the machta shul kesef, the machta shul zog, and then take it in. We say, you know what? Today we're going to make an exception to the rule. Use the machta shul zog from beginning to end, so you shouldn't have to do more activities than are absolutely necessary.
Usually, the principle in an instrument,
chush the kohen gadol. You're looking for the chush of the kohen gadol, as we have over here. Chush the kohen gadol.
The principle in an instrument, makom hashiras.
Right.
And that seems to be in contention with this Torah Chasam Moshe Yisrael. In many cases, we are not Chasam Moshe Yisrael because it's Ein Anias B'Makom Hashiras.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Why here are we suddenly saying, no, let's be worried about it?
Kol Tavat Kol Chorabah. The Ein Hashir B'Makom Hashiras, that Ein B'Makom Hashiras is talking about the actual, take for instance, the Big Day Zov, does the actual things that you're using for the Avodah. This Machta is just, if you will, a transportation vehicle from the
Mizbeach. It's on the side, right.
Exactly. So therefore, that you don't say the same Aniyat Mokhav Hashir. After all, you have to go and put limits somewhere.
No, I'm talking about the rest of the year. I'm saying is normally we say,
I understand.
And why don't we use gold all year and say, hey, it's like a palace.
Apparently there wasn't enough money to go and afford every single thing in Beis Hamikdash made out of gold, so you have to go and make certain rules and regulations.
Okay, yeah.
Exactly. The trade-off over here was this is not the actual carbon itself, it's just, it helps towards the kabbalas by schlepping over the chol. Okay, so now in our Mishnah we had a machlek. Let's take a quick look at the Mishnah. Mishnah, to understand the next few lines, it's very straightforward. In the middle of the Mishnah, you see that Aleph over there. It says, Chos B'shal Abbas Kavin Umara. This is about 10 lines into the Mishnah. Chos B'shal Abbas Kavin. The daily Machta had in it 4 Kavin. And then Umara, then he would go and pour out into the golden one, which was only Shloshes Kavin, only 3. So from 4 into 3. Vayoyim An Yom Kippur, Chos B'Shloshes Kavin, Aboyim Machtas. It was just the 3 one. Forget about the 4, just 3. And that, he just used that one. Yeah. Simply. How many kavan are there in the saw? 6. So every day he had 6. He poured into the 3. If you only had 3, you didn't have the problem. So therefore, the nafkimina between the whole year and today on Yom Kippur is the whole year, according to Tanakama, you had 4 going into 3. One would fall to the ground, right? You have 4 kavan into 3 kavan, so one would fall away. Could Rabbi Yossi had 6 into 3, so 3 would fall onto the ground, right? So far, so good. Zoki one. V'chol yem shol abas kavan tona nispazru loy kav v'cholim. Every day of the year, a kav v'cholim according to Tanakama would fall out. V'chav lomas, he went and took a broom and he swept it into the amas amayim. Tani choda kav, in one price it says kav. The tani idach, there's another price that says kabayim, 2 kav. How do you get to 2 kav? Mishlam hachta tani kav, rabban. Like we said in the Mishnah, from 4 into 3, you lose 1. El hachta tani kabayim, mani lirabban, it's only 1. Vler of yoisik, there it's 3. What's going on? See, one gives 2 answers. Omra chizr, bishmol, menayshu, b'yochim, b'reikahi, tisani, b'shol, b'reikah, oimer, bishol kabayim, hoyim machtas. Oh, he argues with that Mishnah. Not that the one that you took inside into the heichel had was a kli of 3, it was only of 2. Ah, and according to Tanakama, the one that you use the machta shel kesef with out of 4. If you're pouring from 4 into 2, then 2 fall on the ground, and that's the second price that says 2. Easy. Ravashi Yom, Rafilatim Rabbi Yossi. It could go contra Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Yossi said that there's 6. Mm-hmm. So, again, it's a saw. Vachkam, Choyama, Yechoy, Tibishal, saw, mid Boreas, Marlotech, Shloishes, Kavan, Yishalmiyois. What's the difference? The Rashi explains that the saw midborius originally had 6 kavin, but when they moved from the midbar to Yerushalayim, they did what we call, they were moisif al shiurim, they were moisif ashtus, and therefore instead of having now 6 kavin in the saw, you only had 5 kavin in the saw. Of course, each one of the 5 kavin was larger than before. How much was it larger? Each one was a sixth or a fifth larger, depending which way you look at it. So therefore you only have 5. Okay, so now, though the Mishnah used the expression saw, it's really a 5 kavan saw, which you're now pouring into 3 kavan, so from 5 into 3, so you're left with 2 falling on the ground. So now, every single day of the year, the machta that the kohen would use. Now we're no longer talking about the machta of kesef. Now we're talking about the receptacle that you receive the gecholim in. That was the one that's holding now the 3 kavan. So every day of the year you had 3 kavan. Right? The machlokes that our Mishnah was whether you started off with 4 or 6. But everybody agrees that you land up into a receptacle of 3, with the exception of that one mandiyama that we had in the Braisa that said it was 2. That was Reb Shmuel, Benoit Shemarek, and Breike. Besides that, it's 3. So says, what's the difference now between every day of the year and Yom Kippur? They weren't the same one. Gilda means the walls of the Machta were thick. Vayom rach, and today they were thin. Rashi says rach means dak. They were thin. What's the reason why? Because it's easier to go and carry a thinner machta than a thicker machta, because it's heavy. If it's over, it's heavier. B'chol yom oizik tzara v'yom arucha. Every day of the year it had a short handle. Today it had a long handle. Why with a long handle? My time is you'd be able to take the extension and put it under your armpit, presumably, and you'd be able to hold it up with your arm, not only with your hand. There's a big machloikis between the Rishonim, what exactly the ashtik is. Rashi says the ashtik means, two lines from the bottom, tabas beroishish and mekashkesh umashmiya koil mishum v'nishma koil mevoye el hakoidish. We want to hear the Kohen Gadol when he goes into the Kodesh. Throughout the year, Nishma Koil, you had as a result of the Me'il. Because in the battle of the Me'il, you had the Pamoinim and Remoinim that would go and bang one against each other, and you heard a ganza clang, clang, noise, when the Kohen Gadol was walking with his Me'il. But now we're talking about the Big Day Lovin. Big Day Lovin, you didn't have any Me'il. So what was the noise, Nishma Koil, Vayla Kodesh? You had this little tabas, a little ringle, at the front of the machta, and that would bang back and forth, and therefore you had some noise even on Yom Kippur. That's what Ben Askan saying. In other words, I guess he was the son of the Skan Kohen Gadol. Since this is another few lines, we'll leave that for tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai. And now, Barry, you have your question.
Yeah, we said that the Ketores is Mechaper on Lashon Hara.
Right.
So we're saying the Ketores, the Chafina is Mechaper on Lashon Hara, but didn't we a short time ago offer the Ketores of the daily, on the daily Mizbeach HaZahav?
Yeah.
What additional Kapara is this Chafina bringing if we just offer, if it's the same category? I understand, you know, people are speaking Lashon Hara all the time, but you didn't have a lot of
Chas Shalom.
No, I mean
Lashon Hara and Pai Yisrael.